Ow. I really need to work on my landing. That's probably gonna leave a bruise. Oh, hey there. You are just the face I was looking for. Sorry to drop in unannounced like this. Wait, don't call the police. I am not a burglar, I promise. I may have sort of let myself in, and I realize that doesn't really help my case right now, but just look. I'm an angel, as you can see from my beautiful wings and halo. Yes, bask in my beauty. I assure you, it's worth the hassle. They're real. You can touch them if you like. Well then, pretty soft, I pride myself on having the softest wings in all the heavens. You'd be surprised, but it takes a lot of work to keep these babies this fluffy. I even wake up extra early in the morning so I can maintain maximum fluffiness. Although, I was thinking, maybe I should cut back on the late night flights so that my feathers don't get all ruffled and save myself the trouble. But, I mean, if you have wings and don't use them, then what's the point? Oh, rambling. Why am I here? Actually, I am here for you. No, wait, not like that. I am not, like, trying to whisk you off to the afterlife or anything. It's just, heaven has noticed how hard you've been trying, and, well, they want to reward you. So they sent yours truly. Why are you giving me that look? You don't think I'm up for the task or something? I'm not your average angel, alright? What am I gonna do? Well, I am here to help you, aid you, assist you, so I'll do whatever I can to lighten your burdens. But where to start? Oh, I've got it. I know you've been having a rough time recently and have had trouble sleeping. So, you'd be shocked to learn that actually having a disturbed sleep has a knock-on effect on your life. So, how about I clean your ears to help you fall asleep? Yes, I'm serious. That's kind of why I'm saying all this out loud. No, you didn't hit your head. Just come over here. You can sit right next to me on the couch and lay your head on my lap. Oh, come on. My thighs are as soft as my wings. You like Pudge, don't you? I know you do. I have approximate knowledge of a lot of things when it comes to you, dear human. Now come, thighs, now. One might even describe these bad boys as heavenly. Now get your cute butt over here and sit down. See, isn't this comfy? Oh. I should probably dim my halo for you if you're gonna try and sleep. Pretty neat trick, huh? I can dim and brighten it at will. You'd be surprised, but it really helps out when I want to see better. You know, like doing one of my night flights. Although, it does often get me mistaken for a plane. There was one time I was actually mistaken for a UFO. Which caused quite the stir. I was embarrassed to say the least. I mean, do I look that round? Is my butt really that fat? Excuse me for that comment, but the whole situation was quite hard to explain to the boss. I was put on paperwork duty for 6 months. Do I look like the type of person who can sit still and do paperwork for that long? I felt like I was going to explode. You might be like me, where if you read for too long, the words start blurring together. Their fault for putting me on it. If they wanted someone speedier, then they should have punished me with something else. But I shouldn't be venting to you. I'm supposed to be helping you sleep, so my apologies. Burdening you with my burdens is very counteractive, don't you think? Tonight is can sleep on my lap. Let me cover you with one of my wings so you don't get cold, alright?